A battle that's been brewing for a couple of years now at City Hall is highlighting a chasm in how to best address the lack of affordable housing in Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti's idea was to charge a so-called linkage fee to residential and commercial developers for permitting them to build in the city, money that would go toward building less expensive apartments or homes in the city. But the blowback to the plan continues to increase, just as homeless numbers in the city and county do as well. Kevin Roderick is here with today's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right. First, explain, what is a linkage fee?
Well, first, let me give kudos to Dakota Smith, the LA Times writer, who took on a subject that is often just seems kind of boring to people.
Yeah.
It's hard to make interesting people, but there are interesting politics behind it. So the linkage fee is an attempt to collect a fee from developers per square footage of new projects that they're building anywhere in Los Angeles, residential or commercial, to help pay for affordable housing.
So this is, I think, equivalent to like $5 more per square foot.
Well, it varies quite a bit. It could be up to $12 for some residential projects. And you ask how it stands at City Hall. Well, right now, the mayor is pushing for it, but he has not had the clout with the city council to get the city council to approve it yet, because the council is hearing from people in the development industry and the business community who are opposed.
They're opposed to it. I mean, we're talking about, this is money toward affordable housing. We're talking tens of millions of dollars a year. So why the opposition? Doesn't the city need more affordable housing?
Certainly it needs more affordable housing. The question here for the people who are in the business of construction and development is that this adds to their costs, and they pass the costs along to the people who then buy their projects or rent their projects. So there is an argument within the business community, the development community, and in the political world about whether or not this kind of linkage fee actually helps or hurts.
All right. Well, Garcetti says time is of the essence to get this done. He needs the money. It's going to take another 6 months for the fee to start getting collected, and the homeless population keeps going up and up. What is the political cost, Kevin, to him if it continues to go south, if this debate is against the idea?
Well, it would be interesting to see if it turns out that he is unable to get the city council to see his way on this. That would be a slap in the face to the mayor and would make people start to think, well, wait a minute, the mayor may not be as strong as people think, may not have the political support that people think. You know, and if you carry that out to its natural extension, if there are other issues where the mayor gets defeated, then suddenly people start to think, well, maybe he's vulnerable and ultimately someone runs against him. More immediately, though, we'll be interested to just see whether or not this is something he's able to convince the council to go along with.
City and county voters, Kevin, approved measures to fund homeless services. At root here is obviously people are not able to afford to live in a home or an apartment, and so they are on the streets or living in their cars, and so the homeless population rises. Does that change the dynamic here, the political positioning that the linkage fee will help in the homeless crisis?
Well, I would think that certainly if you're on the city council, you see that voters, both in the city of Los Angeles and in the larger county as a whole, have passed a tax on themselves to collect more money to help house the homeless. So I think that tells people on the council, yes, there's political support for building affordable housing and for taxing ourselves.
And in all fairness, there was a study done for the city that said it does work.
Yes. You know, that study and some others have come from advocacy groups. There are some academics who have weighed in on this, and they're on both sides of the question. So I think, you know, you could find evidence pointing in either direction for this. It's going to come down, I think, to it really being a political battle at the city council.
Well, the vote has been delayed. It continues to be delayed. I think they'll take it up again next month is what I'm hearing. So we'll
That's the way it stands now. Of course, that could always change.
It could always change. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank